Dr. Ray Perryman spoke at an Economic Outlook conference sponsored by the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday. After praising the Texas economy for its record year during the past year, Dr. Perryman addressed some big challenges for the future.
We have some very, very real challenges. They're called education, roads, and water. And they don't come cheap. We just passed a constitutional amendment, voter referendum, to divert some money from the rainy day fund over the highways. That's all well and good. That got us about 20% of what we need. And by need, I mean to maintain the same level of congestion we have today. Not getting worse. I don't mean get better. I mean not getting worse. So we have to come up with some ways to do that. And you always have to ask the next question in these situations. It's always difficult. Tom's been a lot of years in the legislature. I think it's harder now than it was then. But for example, they all say, we're diverting some of the highway fund to education. Let's not do that anymore. Let's put it all in roads. Okay. Not one of them said, what are we doing with the money for education? They just said, yeah, we'll take this money from education, put it in roads. Still gotta take care of schools. And it's absolutely critical that we do those things. We're an abundant state, and we certainly have the resources to do what we need to do, but it's going to take some commitment and some leadership to get us where we need to be. And I would think that we were asked last year to vote on water. We passed it 80-20, the voters. We were asked to vote on roads this year. We passed it 80-20. I would hope that would send a message, we want roads, we want water. You know, and if we had an opportunity to vote on school, I dare say that'd be 80-20 also. So, you know, I'm hoping the message is getting out there that we need these things done. It seems like some of the leadership is taking a hard look at some of these things and recognizing we've got to do more than we've been doing. A recent survey came out that I think the Texas Lyceum, somebody did. It said Texans don't want to increase the gas tax. Texans don't want toll roads. Texans don't want foreign investment in our infrastructure. Texas want more roads. That's all we got. Somebody can tell me something else. And we're gonna have to get past some of that and show some leadership, do the things we need to do. I think we will do that openly. I think it'll be a hard fight to get there, but I think the pendulum swinging a little bit in that issue. And I always come back to a friend of mine. In fact, I did one of the eulogies this year. He died this year. T.R. Ferryman, some of you may have known him. He and Archie McDonald from Nacogdoches, Texas, and Ted from San Antonio were the two best historians Texas has ever had. They both died in the last year or two. Both very good friends of mine. But Ted wrote a book in 1969 called Lone Star. It was a very, very detailed history of Texas. It's a big book, but I recommend it to you. It was written 45 years ago. And his theme in that book was, or one of his themes was, Texans always get it done. We stumble around. We make fools of ourselves. We do all kinds of stuff that's unnecessary along the way, but at the end of the day, we do what we need to do. And I think that'll be the case here as well. I think we will, but it's going to take some leadership, to take some loud voices in Austin to make that happen.
KSST News.